You're on.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order, and it's like 10:02 or something. We're going to start off today with Dwayne reading us the same thing we did last month, probably.
Pretty close. I think he's changed a little bit. Well, good morning. I'm glad everybody showed up. And as far as the treasury report, we're looking pretty good. 18th of August for our check-in. Balance on deposit, $1,299.60. 14th of September, I deposited some dues, $20. Brings the 15th of September balance on deposit to $1,319.60. As for petty cash, 18th of August, cash on hand, we had $32.18. 18th of August, the meeting's kitty produced $7. That brings the 15th of September, cash on hand, $39.18. There we go.
All right, we'll go from that to our old business. Doug's not here, so I think he's still with his meeting over in the hangar. But he had talked about doing something with the school kids for them doing a project, maybe just building part of a wing to show them how to an airplane's put together and have them build ribs and a section of a wing or something like that. So we talked about that, and I'm sure he'll be in a little bit to update us on what's going on with it when he wants to have a cookout out here and invite the class out. And we're going to, hopefully I'm going to bring out one of my projects and somebody else could bring something that was interesting to talk about and show them. And then I guess our barbecue, we need to get that a little closer because it's not that far away now. And have you contacted our cook yet, Gene?
No, he was in North Carolina or somewhere the other day, and our president was going to do that for me the other day, but he was only able to contact him by telephone. He went into his business down there to pick up some plexiglass Thursday. So no, I haven't.
Okay, so we'll have no update on that.
No, I've been pretty busy this month, and I let that slide. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Anybody else got anything they'd like to bring up in old business? If not, we'll move on to the new business.
Well, on the old business, I guess our trip to Chilo. A lot of people missed out on it.
Yeah, that turned out really well, yep. I thought. That was a very interesting project.
It's all two projects.
Yeah, actually two projects.
So, I don't know how many...
Anybody that didn't make it, there's a replica P-51. It's a 75% scale built by, what is the name of it?
Titan.
P-51. It's a metal steel frame with aluminum bonded to it. It's a pretty nice little project. It's going to fly with a Honda engine. Not sure exactly which engine, but it's a Honda.
Probably a little
four-cylinder. It's a car motor.
Car motor?
Yeah, with a reduction drive on it.
What was the name of the other one? Was that a Lightning?
The other plane? That's a Lance Air. That's a Lance Air.
It didn't look like
a Lance Air. Yep, that's a Lance Air.
Okay, well, it's got 550.
Should it want a glass air?
No, it wasn't a glass air.
Lance.
It's a Lance Air.
It's carbon fiber.
All carbon fiber.
Two seats, right?
Yep, and an instrument panel that costs more than my whole budget for airplanes in the next 20 years.
If he had paid full price for that engine, that engine is worth about $60,000 or
$80,000.
I'm sure
it's over $70,000
for that engine.
He's got about
more money than our whole chapter.
But that thing ought to go. You can find ways of that. Well, he said he probably thinks it's going to weigh about 1,400, but I see no way out with that big engine. But still, 1,600 pound airplane with 307 horsepower, 550. That's an experimental engine.
That's about a 400 mile an hour airplane? Awful little airplane with that much motor on the front of it.
It was not turbocharged, so. But they got to be turning that engine probably 3,000 RPM to get horsepower like that out of it.
I know very little about those large engines.
Well, mine turns 2,700, but I got 38 inches manifold pressure. And mine's rated 350 horsepower. So he's got to be turning that 3,000 or more get to that
307
horsepower.
Yours turbo? Twin turbo. Okay. All right, well, hopefully the next one meeting will be in, hangar meeting will be in Conway. There's a guy out on 501, about halfway between Ainer and Conway, that's redoing a Cessna 150 in a rental unit that a friend of mine owns. He told me about it, so I've been trying to get a hold of him, see if we could actually meet there and look at his project.
Mm-hmm. That would be when?
It'll be, what's this? December?
First weekend in December?
It'll be the first Saturday in December. If I can swing it. I'm not going to be back at your place.
My place.
Okay. Another thing in, new business that I wanted to talk about was this, what we do here every day. We've come. It's very, very boring. And I talked to a gentleman at Triple Three last weekend, and his job with the EAA is building chapters. And he said, he asked me what we did at one of our meetings, and I told him, he said, you need to quit that. He said, that's the worst thing you can do. He said, nobody will come. He said, we should have some type of project for people to look at, talk about, or someone to speak about a project or avionics or something, instead of talking about the meetings and old business, new business, treasury reports. He said that actually should be done by the officers outside of the regular meetings. That was his suggestion. And kind of agreed with him, because this is pretty boring. To me, anyway. I don't even want to come. So that's something that we're going to discuss and see if we can change it.
Well, there's always some interest, I would think, especially someone like Doug, who's not here, to even give a 10-15 minute talk on how the planes and taxes come together. I'm sure he works with some pilots, aircraft owners or whatever. He should know the tax codes and can give people some basis on how they apply to you, your aircraft, so on and so forth, or how much you can do for business. But you can't claim that kind of stuff. So he'd be a good one to tap on the shoulder and see if he can get 10, 15 minutes about it. And I'm pretty sure you would do it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And of course, we got somebody here from the school.
Yes.
That could give a speech in regards to what they do down there. Not everybody knows what you do. And where you're at today, where the students, what you expect them to to do and periods of time and what kind of certificates they can get from it. And maybe you might even know something about the job market in aircraft, you know, what's out there.
I was going to suggest, it's funny you brought that up today, but I was going to suggest that starting hopefully with the next meeting that I wasn't thinking of getting rid of this completely.
Well, we're going to have a certain amount of
it.
Because our bylaws won't let me just take in and do away with this.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But you know, this could almost be presented like this. Does everyone, all who accept it as presented, say aye, and it's done.
Yeah.
You know? And that'd be kind of cool to, if we had a video projector right here, 1 week I bring in my product. I can bring in physical stuff if I want to.
Just a part.
Or, yeah, exactly, and discuss that and show it. Say, hey, this, what's cool about this? How can I fix that? What do you suggest? Or 10 or 20 photos that we project. If someone had a projector they could bring in. I don't have one, but if someone brought a projector that we could just show right there. Or even, you know, even a larger laptop would work.
How about just a larger TV?
Yeah,
a laptop to a TV? And
sure, something like that. And just say, here's my project, here's where I am, here's my stumbling blocks, here's what I've accomplished, here's what I'm particularly proud of. And man, I think people would be much more interested in that. And I'd be glad to do that myself, you know, for my project one time. You don't want to hear me every month, but there are a lot of other projects going on. Even, Ron, yours isn't a project anymore. It's an airplane. That's pretty cool.
But it's a complete project.
Yeah, it's a complete project. It probably still is a project. But
something else along those lines. I took pictures. Other people took pictures of us going up there. It'd be nice to show a few slides of our trip.
Yeah, and there's Triple Tree, and I'm just happy.
Yeah,
those who went could present something.
I did take a few pictures in Triple Tree, and I put them on the website, not the EAA website, but the Facebook, because that's the only way. I don't even know how to do that. I actually give it to my son, and he put them on there. So if you go to EAA 1167 Facebook, it'll come up. And there's pictures of it that I took at Triple Tree. It's a pretty amazing place if you've never been there.
The only private airport I know has got its own control tower.
It does. I don't remember the name of the airport it came from, but it was an old World War II tower. And when they tore it down and built the new one, this guy, I can't remember his name, I think it's Ron, actually, I believe. But anyway, he bought the tower for $1. And took it down and erected it in Triple Tree, so they actually have a tower there. Huge runway, 7,000 feet long, 400 feet wide. Golf course, grass, almost everywhere.
Yeah.
They have a lawnmower that they built or somebody built. It looks like a factory job. It's a tow behind. It's pulled with a John Deere tractor. It'll cut 32 feet, I believe it was. At one swipe. It's got like 22 mowers. They cut about 30 inches each. It's got two rows of them staggered. It's all hydraulic. Got this big diesel engine on it that drives it. It's an amazing thing. Of course, there was lawnmowers everywhere. They were cutting grass while we were. I got up there on Thursday afternoon, and actually it was Thursday morning, but not much was there because there were fog in. Didn't have a real good turnout like they did last year because of the fog. They had fog like every day. But they had pretty much everything you could think of from a DC-3 right on down to a... I didn't actually see a ultralight of any kind. But they had a Gull. And from there, you know, it was actually a... X-Air,
F model was there.
It's the smaller version. It's not the enclosed cabin like the one.
It's like the Weed Hopper.
Yeah.
But with flaps.
Yeah.
And a Thunder Gull was there, you said?
Yeah, the Thunder Gull was there.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the...
Claude.
Claude back here.
Dyes project.
It's got a Thunder Gull. It's, you know what a Titan is? It's kind of like a Titan,
yeah,
except it doesn't have a pointy nose. But they look a lot alike.
And then Dennis could even tell us all about hard drives or something.
Right. I'll tell you about that when you bring it in the shop.
And that doesn't happen for you, huh?
I got to eat, too.
I got one Chevy gold plated DVR.
Yeah.
And a recorded video. It's 5 years old. Running 24/7.
Anything over 6 months old is obsolete. Usually it's obsolete when you open the box and take it out. Or when the manufacturer put it in the box. It's usually obsolete by then.
Kind of like an apple. By the time you get to your apple, another one is on those drawing boards.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, anything else anybody wants to bring up?
Yep. A couple things. The main name is due again. It's due every year. For the people that don't know how the internet works, you think you own your domain name. Like our domain name is eaa1167.org. But you don't own it. You rent it. Okay? And you have to pay for that every year. And you can buy 1 year or you can buy up to 10 years, not over 10 years. We've always bought 1 year. And the bad part about buying 1 year at a time is that inflation is crazy. Right? When I started doing this for the chapter, it was $6 a year. It's now 12. Okay? And if we'd have bought 10 years back then, we could have bought 10 years for $60. Right? Well, now it's double that. Okay? And in another year or two or three, it'll be double that again because ain't nothing going down in this country. Okay? So my recommendation is that the chapter buy at least 5 years. Okay? Right now, that's going to cost you about $60 for 5 years.
And what's 10 years?
10 years would be about 120.
Yeah, usually they give you a discount.
Yeah,
yes, they do. When you buy 10 of any of them, you get a discount. It's not much, but it's about $1, I think, a year, something like that. Okay? So,
I would think up to you guys to make that decision, but as a member, I think you should get at least 5 years.
Yeah. Well, it's obvious the chapter is going to be here. I mean, we're going to survive some way, somehow. I think it's just good money just going and do it. But
well, this is some
if we don't survive, who cares at that point?
Yeah, it's a little bit of money. It's not a
waste of time.
But I just hate wasting money. You know, I hate doing it. And but anyhow. But that's coming up, and we'll have to decide about that. Another thing is the contact list that's on the website. Everybody, I don't know if you know how to get to it. I've mentioned it several times, but the membership list does not have a button. You have to know the URL, okay? And I did that for security reasons. But this right here is on the internet, okay, on our website. And it's been updated as much as I know how to do, but some information is not accurate. I'm missing some EAA numbers from people. You know, none of this is really that important, but I'd like for it to be as updated as possible. If something comes up, at least that way we know how to contact you, write you, or something. Okay. And the information is behind a password-controlled page. Therefore, you know, the average Joe is not going to be able to break into it. So, and that's why I don't put a link to it. Because if you put a link to it, the hackers will try to get to it. Okay, so anyhow, that's updated. If you get a chance, take a look at it and tell me if anything is wrong or whatever. I've got it updated the best I know how to do. Okay.
Just remind everybody how to get to it.
Yeah, you go to eaa1167.org slash members underscore area. Okay, it's going to ask for a login name and a password.
Underscore what area?
Members underscore area.
A-R-E-A?
Yeah. And then it, it'll ask for the login name. The login name is EAA1167. And the password is EAA1167-2010, which is enough digits to fool most people. I get a lot of calls from people from time to time about how do I get a hold of Joe, Pete, Harry, pick a name, okay? Well, this here has their cell, everybody's. If I have it, it's here. Cell phone numbers, work numbers, home numbers, and I mean, if anybody objects to having that information publicized, you know, let me know. But you know, this is a tremendous aid to us because if you're on a project and you know somebody else might have some information, it's handy to be able to contact them, and that's our way of doing it. Okay, so hey, Doug, how you doing?
Nice of you to volunteer, Doug. I'm glad. You need your leg, Harry. Put your hand out there. That's great.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
Everybody is getting my emails, right? You get them. Nobody is not getting my emails, right?
Is there anything more than the announcements for the meetings?
The only other thing was you should have got some emails about the Shalot event.
No.
Okay.
I'll check with you afterwards.
Yeah, because if you're getting it goes to the same address. See, I have a very, very, very secret address that I don't tell nobody. Okay? Not even these guys. Nobody. I don't tell nobody. Okay? Because if I send to that one address, it goes to everybody. Okay? And I don't want no scammers, spammers to ever know that one, right? Because I immediately would have to change it and do all kinds of stuff, and I don't want to do that. So anyhow, that the auto announcement that goes out about the meetings, it uses that magical address.
Okay? Well, the same, or something.
And I use the same address to send that announcement. So if you're not getting it, maybe check your spam folder or.
That auto thing, by the way, still has Bill Luck.
Yes.
The president or whatever.
Yeah, it probably does. As a matter of fact, I probably need to change that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, see, that's a program that I run, a program called Calendar. It runs on a Linux machine. And I set that up years ago. And I just said, hey, every this day of the month, send this out this number of times, blah, blah, blah. I ain't changed it in ages.
I just heard Bill would come back.
Meeting if it didn't do it. So that's
Yeah. That's why I did it, because, shoot, I might forget or something, right? But that computer does not forget. So. But you're right. I do need to check it from time to time.
He's got to be on.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping he'll come back.
Yeah. I do send information. If anybody leaves the chapter or just whatever has a disinterest in it, you're always going to get my emails unless you tell me not to. I don't take them out ever unless you tell me to remove it. So.
All right, Doug, you were nominated for president and secretary while you were gone. I'm sure you'll get elected. That's next month, by the way. last month we were talking about the class, the kids that were taking support with aviation and they wanted to learn how to build airplane parts.
Right.
Okay, would you like to bring us up to date on that?
Small groups are starting. Some flyers went out. I don't think we did a good enough canvas job with the students, so we're going to have to go out again. Maybe be a little bit more stronger requests of the teachers to help with it. Hopefully we'll, I think we got that thing scheduled for the 20th of next month. And I don't know what the turnout will be. I'm going to go ahead and promote it amongst the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts as well. I figure any youth that will come, the better off we are. So right now we've got about 10 that said they were going to come. We're looking for 30 to 40, maybe more. nothing but hamburgers, hot dogs, and the fixings. I think we talked about a couple of airplanes being here to take people up and fly.
Yes.
Someone volunteered to head up the EA, the Young Eagle part of that.
That was Dan.
Okay.
And he's not here this month, so.
I'll get with Dan on that.
Okay. Because he has a group that usually get together and do that, so he could get three or four airplanes.
All right.
That way everybody should be able to, this year should be able to get up and get a chance to fly.
Okay. So this is going to be their first little in-school club meeting. I've still got to get permission from the principals to have the clubs. Right now it's an unofficial club.
Okay. And I can still bring my project. I can put it in the trailer and bring it over to show them what an inside of a project looks like.
That's good.
What's the date on that again?
The 20th of October. And what would be the time that we're going to try to start that and end it?
Well, our normal meeting's at 10.
Yeah, but I remember at our last hangar meeting, a lot of your students didn't show up, or your people didn't show up because they didn't want to get out of bed, you said.
If we do set up left there, I think we need to start at 10.
Okay.
Sometime during the process, cook.
Okay.
Well, Dan said something about flights an hour early, or hour earlier than this, and an hour afterwards. So, are we talking about those people being here a little bit early so they can get a flight? Young Eagle's flight?
See, how do we need to schedule that? Any suggestions?
At the last meeting, that's how it was brought up.
So we started...
So that's what I was getting at, is that if the Young Eagles people need to be here earlier than that.
Okay. Well, I'd like to throw a wrench right into the works. Aren't we going to have elections also? Do we really want them to be right in the middle of that? That might turn them off.
I don't think
October meeting, I thought, was
I don't think they
nominations or elections.
I think they're mainly going to be here for flying.
Yeah, they're not going to get into
and
this part.
And Cook
yeah.
Right.
Not this meeting.
They're not going
right.
to be into this meeting at all.
I thought the November meeting was good though.
No, October.
October, usually.
So what if we do the meeting at 9, and then Young Eagles, the event after the meeting?
Right.
Or we could just delay the meeting later on, whatever.
Elections take, what, 5 minutes?
Well, see, that's the thing. The official meeting should not take but just a few minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff we probably don't have to bring up.
It doesn't take long to make one president.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think you really need one. We'll put anybody in there. They got me up here. You know they'll put anybody up here. Okay. All right, that's... So there you go.
So we're calling at 9. We're calling at 9 a.m.
Meeting
over? No. The events.
So the Young Eagles start flying around 9.
Young Eagles are going to start flying about 9.
She confessed to liking the meeting last week.
She did?
Yeah.
You're weird for a child.
Well, that's the kind of person we need.
Yeah, no
she's
lie.
Got plenty of energy. She needs to run this thing.
Where is she at right
now? We're ready to bow out.
She's out flying.
Yeah.
They're going to be flying all day.
What's your daughter's name?
Sarah.
Sarah. I'll nominate Sarah for president. Write that down.
Right. We have a second.
She may have something to say about that.
Look at this. We got a second from her father. We can't go wrong now. That would be great to have some young blood in here. Maybe be more enthused
well,
about
we've
it.
We've got the cadets. We only have 4 or 5 today. They're meeting on Saturdays as well. So at 9 o'clock, the cadets meet. And when we finish that up, they'll roll right into this meeting.
Okay. heard you this morning saying you were looking for some senior members.
Well, you're desperate looking for senior members.
And I'll recruit out of this.
CVP or?
Yes.
Civil Air Patrol. Some definitely senior people in here. All you got to do is convince some of them to join up.
Well, it's interesting. We got 5 calls in the past 3 months.
From seniors?
No, these are Air Force calls for missions.
Okay.
Looking for 3 ELTs and 2 emergency assistants with the State Highway Patrol. Marion Squadron has logged about 20 hours in the past 2 months in the airplane. And that's free flight time.
Oh. And you also said that they offered the, if you wanted to get your license, they offered the plane if you were a member?
We're trying to put this together. We need a CFI. I think we've got one that will go through the process of getting CAP CFI certified. With that, now with him, he can get lessons in a Civil Air Patrol airplane. And I understand it's $20 an hour plus fuel.
That's cheap.
He can take you all the way to solo. You cannot solo in a Civil Air Patrol airplane. Or in South Carolina, North Carolina, you can.
How about after you solo, but you still need instruction to continue on? I mean, it ain't all solo. How about after that? You still...
What you do is you jump in and become a co-pilot on missions.
Okay.
So, got some benefits in Civil Air Patrol. A good bit of overhead as far as the management of getting what you need to be. But... like aviation, we've got a lot of radio, a lot of ground team support. Something I didn't know about, Civil Air Patrol is South Carolina's emergency communication center. 2 weeks ago, they put all the planes up, they have repeaters in the bottom installed in the airplanes. So if the ground repeaters go out, they put the 14 Civil Air Patrol planes in orbit over South Carolina, they become the repeaters. And the last one was we had all of South Carolina and North Carolina covered under one radio, and it all falls in the hands of Civil Air Patrol communication teams.
Never even thought about something like that.
So if there's a hurricane, cell phones are going to go down. And we're installing a communication hub here at the Conway Airport in our Civil Air Patrol building.
So that'll be for the emergency services?
Yes.
No cell phones.
Yes, they were. But it's kind of neat because they got camera uploads, not jumping there too much, but... they turned the FLIR cameras on the bottom of the Civil Air Patrol, and they broadcast them back down real time to the communication stations.
So you can show what's going on from there. Okay, sounds good.
Who do folks talk to volunteer to help or be involved?
Me. I'll give you my information before we leave.
Didn't have far to go, did you? You didn't have far to go, did you?
Oh, no. I didn't figure it was far. I wanted to make sure everybody did.
Okay. I guess we're going to talk about our barbecue since it's coming up pretty quick, too. Any volunteers that's going to be here for sure to help serve or some little hands popping up? Parking airplanes.
I don't know why not. There's my wife.
Are we gonna be able to park airplanes, or are you gonna be taken away from us again? as it was before.
It's not going to be a dual event this year, though, right?
No, not supposed to.
Strictly ours, right?
Well,
yeah, strictly ours.
So, are we going to have to get permission from these folks to do this?
For November, we got that. We get that. I'll call and get that.
They already know we're doing it.
The rules are, if you're in the hangar, nobody else, the airplanes are out of the hangar. Mm-hmm. And Friday night, we'll get a group of youth to come and clean up the hangars and get tables out and put to the side. And we're at the Citadel that weekend. So you've got to set up the tables and chairs, but they'll all be inside the hangar, and the hangar will be nice and clean.
Okay.
Who'll be in charge of taking the planes up? They're going to be out all night?
No. The tables will be put to the side.
Right.
And then we'll probably have to schedule someone come early in the morning, because they don't get here till 9, so we'll have to schedule I forgot his name. The flight line to get here about 7:30, 8 o'clock to pull the planes out.
Right.
Okay, I'll talk to him about that. Get that scheduled. And,
yes.
You going to pay for the last year's and get the next one?
Yes, I'll make a special trip to Georgetown if I need to.
Okay.
I'll take care of this, because I know he's going to do it. It's just I'd like to be able to see him face to face and know he's still around.
Paying for last year might help on getting
that's true. He might want to be fishing in Charleston or something. I don't know.
Yeah. He's still alive. He called me last week.
Yeah. I heard word from him just Wednesday or Thursday.
I think he's just trying to survive like everybody else.
You want to do the same thing we did last week through the FBO office, the old FBO office?
I guess so.
Line there?
That worked out real good.
Yeah.
I don't see why not do it the same way.
Okay.
I didn't see, hear anybody complaining about it. All right.
So how many volunteers do we have that's definitely going to show up? I'll show up. Hands, please.
I'm not 100% sure that we'll be in town with
him.
Maybe.
I'm a rookie. Between 50%. Let's put it that way.
So what we need to do is put out something, because there's not many people here. So we'll put out something on email to get some volunteers.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think that'd be.
Yeah. And we're just going to buy the same amount we do every year. That should be easy to do.
I'd say do the same thing we did last year. We did more last year than we've been doing, didn't we?
Yes, we had a larger hog. Everything was...
We didn't have an excessive amount left over either.
Well, we had a good bit left over, but it all got bought up.
And you got to understand, we had bad weather.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we have good weather, it might not even be enough what we had last year.
Yeah, that's something you don't ever know.
Forecast everything.
I'd say we go with the same amount we had last year. I think that about covers everything.
One thing, everybody asked for pilots, instructors to be put on a list of them, to be put on the website. There is no list that I could find of instructors. No single list of instructors. But there are multiple lists. So at the bottom, towards the bottom of our website, you'll see now there's new entries for links for these different lists, where you can go there and look and see. ALPA's got one, EAA's got one. There's a couple sport pilot CFI type lists. I went to the FAA site to try to find theirs because they used to have one, and I could not find it. Their whole website structure's got changed to death.
Okay? I took it down.
Okay.
I called Atlanta. We've got one started. I talked with Mike Marlowe. I talked with Jeremy Bass over at Huffman Helicopters. And Al Allen over here. We're trying to get a big master list up with contact information. Flight Club is going to be growing up, I heard, in Myrtle Beach, and I'd like to see that kind of migrate over into something here, and I think if our chapter would hook up with the Flight Club in Myrtle Beach, kind of like share resources. I don't know how that would happen, but they got a lot. They got some contacts and resources. We have contacts and resources. We're just in two different places.
Yeah, I do have on the site now. There is lists of CFIs in the local area. Conway, MYR, Georgetown. I have lists of it that's there now. Okay, but I know it's not all-inclusive. I know it's not.
What I want to do is contact all these people and say, are you actively taking students and how are you training?
Yeah.
I probably should remember if Joe Hyatt was on that list.
I don't remember.
Joe's going, actually.
No.
They told me since he took his job, he's not taking new students.
How long ago?
3 months ago.
He gave me about 2 weeks ago. And we got a new guy moving into our airport over here in 3 weeks. Get all kind of rates. Mm-hmm. Seaplane and those stuff.
Yeah. Well, see, that kind of information would be great to have on our website. I would love it. I didn't know it. If you can send me an email or something, that'd be great. I'll put it on there.
He's active.
We also have CFI in our chapter. You know, he's based out of Georgetown. You know, but and he doesn't have a plane. You have to rent a plane somewhere. Work out where you meet.
We've got Roberto, the one who's going to join, but he's not flying right now with my kids. And we've got the 180s on the lease market. So we've got a 180 and a 150 at this airport.
Well, Joe's leasing that 175.
Okay.
That's what we're looking
at. I'm a CFI.
But you don't know
right now. Maybe in 6 months or so.
You can always add your name later.
What's that?
You can always add your name later.
I can add my name later. Well, I'm keeping it current anyway, even though I'm not
active. Okay. Anyhow, if there's anything anybody wants to put on the website, you know, let me know. I'll put it on there. Okay. I'm at work, jobs hours every day. So I just got to go back in my office and bring up Dreamweaver and update whatever I got to do. So it's not a big deal.
All right, next meeting we're going to still want to do it at 9 o'clock before the fire. That's not a fire.
I'd recommend we just wing it. And
start at 10 o'clock like normal.
And yeah, but unless something changes, and it'll maybe 11 o'clock, whatever, you know, just wait. That's what I recommend. Be here at 9 for the kids, and when we got a lull or something, and just go ahead and have our meeting.
Yeah, we can always make it a short
meeting. I hate to change. I think it's a mistake to change our hours.
I agree.
Ever, okay? So, because everybody, you know, they might not get the email, or they might be out of town and they just don't get it. But they know, you know, 10 o'clock. We know that 10 o'clock is it, you know.
Well, I agree. Every time you change it to make it more convenient for one purpose, it makes it inconvenient for another.
There's side effects.
Yeah.
So. So I say, yeah, you know, we do it about 10 o'clock. But when we get here, we wing it. See who's here, who ain't.
Doug, if you'll talk to Dan and find out for sure if they need to be here at 9 o'clock.
I'll give him a call.
Okay.
And I don't know if you were here, Doug, when I mentioned about the members area with the members list. Were you in here? Okay. You know how to get to it on our website?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. So you've got all the contacts there.
So next meeting we're having the barbecue, and that's good, and that's interesting, and that's a draw. May I propose that at each meeting from this time forward, to the best of our ability, I'm hedging it a little bit, but we arrange something, someone to present something at the following meeting?
Yes.
A project, whatever they want to do, like 15 minutes or whatever seems appropriate. But so next meeting's covered already. But
yeah.
Maybe as an order of business for the next meeting, we get a volunteer to do something at the following meeting. And if there's no project, there are several people here who don't have projects. You can do a little research and present the latest Garmin package, you know, or whatever it is. But we can do something interesting at each meeting. So that's
so.
My proposal that we...
I think we need to do something to make it more interesting, something people have to look forward to coming, instead of what we did last month, and how much barbecue we're going to cook the next
I'm looking line. Forward to that barbecue, but...
Next month's a cookout, then November is the barbecue.
Right, yes. November.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, this is just a cookout, hamburgers and hot dogs.
That's right.
Okay, all right,
You want to make a vote next month about eliminating the hashing over the minutes, and maybe we could just pass out this to everybody. We don't have to go over the Treasury report every month. I would love to eliminate that. I wouldn't mind sitting in the back of the room.
Yeah.
What if you have your Treasury report? It's usually very small, but what if you have it just on a piece of paper and it's attached to this? And
that's it.
Just
that's
accepts it,
it
as
right.
Presented.
Exactly.
Well, pretty much.
Oh, there it is.
It's up there.
Yeah.
So what they're doing, we really don't have to do anything but pass it out.
Yeah.
We could skip all this. All right, anything else you'd like to bring up before we close the meeting?
I think you ought to give a thank you to Davey.
I didn't even mention Davey. He's a...
But he's entertaining.
Yes, he did.
Made some good coffee.
Davey's the gentleman that owns the P-51 replica that we went up and saw last month. And the first of the month, not last month.
Finished?
No.
Not even
finished. It's on the gear. Still got some skin missing, so he can still work on stuff, but it's coming along. So it was a very interesting project, and like I said, it was two projects in the room. And
it's a lot. We haven't been working a lot, but now it's cooling off. I'm gonna start working on the lamps here as well as the mustard.
Well, good. Maybe we'll get back up and see you again sometime. All right.
I don't know what I'm doing.
We won't know either, so we'll think you're a genius.
Get right in.
Well, I am trying to put outside
scans on it. All right, I've got a project that I need to work on and put some skin on, and I need to talk to you about dimpling stuff, because I have no idea.
He can teach you, but he's got the stuff to do with.
Yeah, I saw that. I tried to sneak some of it out. Couldn't get it out the door.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. We have a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
That was a second. Motion carries. Meeting is now adjourned.